Hey everyone, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, and today is Monday, March 7th, 2016. Well, the computer is still screwed up, if you can imagine. Yes, I know I should switch to a Mac, but I just can't do it quite yet. Can you imagine that? Fixing something in 2016 is such a great task. I'm on 2 weeks now with computer troubles. Luckily, we're on our laptop tonight getting this show going, and thank God of backups, as they say. Two is one and one is none. So right now I'm working off the laptop, and it's working okay. So the other computer, I thought I had it fixed up until about an hour ago. They just like to screw with us. And right before our dealer training call, I don't like that, but I'll figure out a way, and there'll be a way, as they say. Hey, tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about what really matters in your life, not only your AMSOIL billets, but really, really in your life. You see, it's not about you. This narcissistic system that we see today in and out with all these movie stars and political figures, and even you and your kids, we're all about us. It's what is in it for me. Well, really, it's not about you. It's about helping others get what they want. I'm not talking about some socialistic bullshit. Believe me, I'm not the Bernie Sanders kind of guy. If you know me at all, you know I'm not talking about that. But honestly, helping a fellow human being without government involvement, doing it because that's what is the right thing to do. You see, we're in the AMSOIL business with our own volition. We joined for some reason. We joined because we like the products. We joined because, you know, we like the products and maybe we can make some money at it. We joined because maybe we want to help some other people. For whatever reason you joined, you're in this business because we're part of the capitalistic system. You know, really, we're in it for the profit. Most of us listening in are not in it for the charity. We didn't join an AMSOIL business to give away all our money. But realize that in helping others, that's how we get ahead, helping other people get what they want. I saw a meme on Facebook today or the yesterday, whatever day, and it says, the last time I checked, you don't need an upline to succeed. You need a downline. And that's how our business works. It's helping those people that we bring on board to the AMSOIL business become more successful. It's not what it's in it for me, and it's never been really about that. Yes, I want to be successful in my AMSOIL business, but really, honestly, it's how I can help someone else become better. If you listen to enough motivational Zig Ziglar type of stuff, and they explain this over and over, and kind of a true story here, that back before Alicia and I got married sometime, I don't know, between 2009 and 2011, I'm guessing, I asked her, she says, you know what? I asked her this. I said, what do you think one of the best qualities that I have is? And she said something like, was my desire to help others. That's what she did. And we're just getting to know each other. We weren't even really thinking about marriage, 2008, 2009, 2010, somewhere there. We didn't get married till 2010 or whatever year that was. Don't tell her I said that. But anyhow, it was my desire to help other people, and that's really what I'm interested in. So, folks, I want you to believe that I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help your downline. I want to help you become more successful. But I don't want to do it just for you. Heck, I could do this by myself and save the process if that's all I really wanted to do. But understand that helping others get what they want, you can have everything you want, and it really does work. I pulled up an Entrepreneur.com magazine just the other day when I was researching the topic, and it says, if you want to achieve your goals, help others achieve theirs. Motivational speaker Zig Ziglar, who died in 2012, did just that, reportedly traveling more than 5 million miles in his career and touching a quarter of a billion lives. Fortunately for us, he left behind a lot of sound advice. He said, "You will get all you want in life if you help enough people get what they want." That's one of his famous sayings. He put his maxim into practice. Next time you're in a meeting, focus on discerning the other person's needs rather than your own. And that's really what sales is about. It's not about us selling a product. Anybody can be sold. It really is what our focus should be on is helping solve the other person's need. To go on with this article that I read, it said form personal connections with customers. Customers often buy from businesses and sales professionals whom they like on a personal level. And I've said this before, people buy from whom they know, like, and trust. So those are things. Do a little research before your meeting with your next client to look for common ground, advises sales pro Grant Cardone. If you don't know Grant Cardone, go Google him. Find partners to grow your business. Keep your eyes open for other businesses in your space and how you can complement each other. Education/tech startup has made collaborating with partners a growth strategy. So how can you grow your AMZO business while collaborating, while helping another business grow their business? That's what they're talking about. You've got your AMZO business. You want to sell more products. Well, you've got the ability to work with the commercial and retail on the shelf market space to help them grow their business. That's the whole idea that I put out there with the AMZOL Buy Local website. I'm helping my retailers sell more products. I'm helping them make more profit. Therefore, I sell more AMZOL products. That's kind of how that goes. Don't let your annoyance with angry customers show. We've all been in a situation where you get somebody just agitated. They had a bad experience with AMZOIL. They've been propositioned by some AMZOIL dealers, not being as professional as we thought they should be or what have you. When customers complain, whether it's in person or social media, respond quickly and work toward a resolution rather than giving them a piece of your mind. If you fire off right away and the first thing you think of is like, I'm going to get back at that person because they don't like the same products that I like, well, maybe it's better off to find a way to create a relationship with that person, find a way to solve their problem, and therefore you can win that person over to your side. You know, you might not ever sell them AMZOIL products, but at least you tone down their negative ideas of what we do. Whether it be AMZOIL, whether it be network marketing, whether it be sales, whatever it is, you know, you can work with that customer or that person that's negative and create a positive outcome with that. Again, don't get into it with customers. Take the high road. Just let them have their peace. Just sit back and let them have their peace. It's not worth it if customers are anti-AMZOIL. People get bent out of shape. You know, just move on. Remember, it's not personal. They are not against you personally. Set long-term goals to overcome adversity. Adversity, such as serious illness, can threaten to knock your entrepreneurial dreams off course. To stay on track, set inspiring long-term goals while focusing on short-term goals of recovery. So not able to recover if you've been in an accident. That's not the whole idea of that. But your short-term goals are easy things you can do today to build your business. But you got to keep your eye focused on what you want in the long term to accomplish. Do you want to be full-time in AMZOIL? Do you want to make an extra $1,000 a month in your AMZOIL business? You want an extra make of $2,500. Maybe you enjoy what you're currently doing. That's fine. I don't want everybody to become a full-time AMZOIL dealer. I want to help you get what you want out of your AMZOIL business. And this is kind of a negative one here. And I've heard this from dealers on our team, as a matter of fact. And I don't want to take it as I'm not going to name any names or anything like that. But I've heard from dealers that say, I don't want my ex-dealer to make direct dealer, direct jobber, because I'm going to lose out on sales. This is the wrong way to look at the way to build an AMSOIL business. Whose fault is it that your dealer is outselling you? You know what? It's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. It's your fault. Our business is built on helping others become more successful. By saying those words, you not only think of keeping somebody down, but you're keeping yourself down in the process. How about a better way of thinking of it? Is that I'm proud. I'm proud that you are excelling in your AMSOIL business. I'm happy you are succeeding in your business. I'm going to rise to the occasion and excel at my own business. That's one way to think of it. I've heard the above statement from more than one dealer, so if you think I'm singling you out, I'm not. I've heard it from many dealers over the years. And if it's something you've thought of, you should be ashamed. The key is build your people. Give people something good to live up to, something great, and they usually will live up to that. The more you yield, the more power you have. You see, the substance is influence. They say you cannot push a rope. You can only pull one. Tact is the language of strength. Don't react, respond. All I'm going to say tonight about that subject is don't let me catch you talking any smack about your downline. The buck should stop right here with you and I tonight. I have never done this in the past, and I wouldn't expect any dealer on our team to want anything less than the highest success from any dealer they sponsor. I've always wanted dealers on my team to be the best dealer they can be. If you have that attitude, and you will be successful no matter what the monetary compensation is, regardless. So moving on, I bet y'all want to know what the number one thing that any AMSOIL dealer can do to become more successful. Well, in my mind, the number one thing that they can do is get in front of more people with their personal message. So what is your personal message? It could be a variety of things. Your personal message could be the advantage of using AMSOIL products, the advantage of the AMSOIL opportunity. It could be the advantage of having your own business and being an entrepreneur. It could be the advantage of building a team to help others become financially independent. So how do you get in front of more people? That's the question. What are you doing today, right now, to get in front of more people? There's a lot of different ways to get in front of people. You can do it via the internet. You can go to local networking or any kind of networking events in your local area. You could attend meetings. I don't know if you've ever heard of meetup.com. There's a lot of entrepreneurial type of activities going on in just about any area. And then your connections. That's your warm market. How are you working with your warm market? That's your friends and family, people that you know, people that you went to school with, people that you've met over the years. You see, I'm not saying I'm an expert at it, but I've done a pretty good job of, you know, connecting with people that I've known over the years. And they might not all buy AMSOIL products. That's okay. But at least that connection is there, and I'm able to tell them what I'm doing and ask them for their assistance. Hey, can you help me? I'm looking for somebody that maybe owns an automotive shop, or I'm looking for somebody that owns a business, or that has vehicles and equipment, or what have you, you know? So just go get out there and use your current connections that you have to help build your business. Don't quell your ability to increase business by being a hermit in a shell. Get out there and tell your story. If you don't have a story, consider spending a few minutes, 15, 30 minutes tonight, today, figuring out what your story is. How did you find AMSOIL? Why are you an AMSOIL dealer? What is your long-term vision? What do you want out of life? That is your story, what you are working towards. Let your message shine, and I know you will see more success. With that, folks, I appreciate everybody getting on the call. I don't have a lot a lot more to add to this. I just wanted to put that out that, you know, it's not about you. It's about how you could affect somebody else's life and how you can help other people become more. And in doing so, helping other people get what they want, you will always have what you want. With that, everybody, I hope everybody has a great week. Get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. And appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Good night, everyone. Thanks.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Michael.
Appreciate it. Good night, everyone.